Graduation season is here, but school is most definitely in session in the KPLU studios today. I am pleased to welcome the Interlake High School Jazz Combo with their mentor, one of today's top trumpet players, Thomas Marriott. The Interlake High School band is under the direction of Paul Gillespie, and the ensemble today includes Carlos Eni on sax, Chance Sweetser on trombone, Nate McDermott playing vibes, Nick Teo on piano, Domi Edson at the bass, and Isaac Worley drumming. It's the Interlake High School Jazz Combo. Interlake High School Jazz Combo live in the studios here at KPLU with their mentor, trumpeter Thomas Marriott. Thomas, tell us a little bit about working with the sextet that you're here with today. Was it a lot of hand-holding, a lot of it's going to be okay, kids, or did they have it together?
Definitely not a lot of hand-holding. I showed up to the first rehearsal, and they already had arrangements already printed out and worked out, and they knew what they were going to play. And so they said, here, we're going to play this, we're going to play that, we're going to play this. And I thought, well, wait a minute. I want to say what I want to play, too. So I brought in a tune, too, and that's the one we just played. But absolutely not. They sounded great from the get-go.
Excellent. Let's get a word from our band director, Paul Gillespie. Step to the mic there, my friend, and tell us about the strengths and weaknesses of this band. I mean, it's quite a little sextet you've put together here.
Yes, it is. I think there are many individual strengths, but as a group, obviously, it is self-directed, and they are self-sustaining learners, increasingly. I mean, they are seeking out records and getting excited about the art form and finding new things and kind of creating their own pathway through it. They transcribe, they research. I mean, so that's exciting to watch as an educator. You know, the weakness might not be that much of a weakness. As a group, these young people are involved in so many activities that I've, you know, music and otherwise, sports, academics. I feel like sometimes there isn't a singular focus for them, so they have to manage really crowded schedules. But, you know, welcome to the modern world.
That's right. Interlake High School Jazz Combo here in the studios at KPLU. Wanted to ask our saxophone player, Carlos Eni, about breaking the jazz band into the more reasonably sized and fitting into our studios jazz combo. Was there a struggle, or is this kind of the core of the jazz band?
Well, I think that the six people we have here are pretty much like the main people in our jazz band that focus on, like, that really love the art form. A lot of the other people are just in jazz band just to play their instruments, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it is fun, but it takes, like, a different kind of person to go the extra mile. And I think the people we have here are those kinds of people who are willing to set aside their weekends and come to my house and bring their drums every day. It's it's a pain, but it's worth it in the end.
Right on. Now, if you could pass the mic back to our bass player, Domi, who just recently, I understand, picked up the bass after playing saxophone. And I wanted to talk about being in the jazz band in high school. I mean, there's a lot of focus from the other kids around school about rooting for teams, the sports teams, the baseball and football teams, and the golf team in Interlake's case. And I wonder if you feel like the jazz band is also sort of like a team.
Definitely in ways. I mean, whenever we win an award at a festival, it's always on the announcements. We always have our awards showcased in the office. And I feel like also the mentality of the jazz band is like a team. I mean, you come in lunch and almost the whole band is eating somewhere in the band wing. Or you stay after school, even after tutorial. I mean, Mr. Kim and Mr. Gillespie will have to kick us out because we want to stay and just hang out or jam.
Fantastic. That's what I like to hear. We are live in the studios today with the Interlake High School Jazz Combo, their mentor, trumpeter Thomas Marriott, and they've got a really cool song up next from the Brian Blade Fellowship. We're going to hear Stoner Hill live on KPLU.
Thank you.
Interlake High School Jazz Combo with Thomas Marriott guesting on trumpet, their mentor today. Beautiful version there of Stoner Hill. We've got Carlos Eni on sax, Chance Sweetser on trombone, Nate McDermott vibes, Nick Teo on piano, Domi Edson at the bass, and Isaac Worley drumming. Fantastic solos all around on that one. Thomas, I wonder if I could ask you quickly to go back in time and remember your days in high school. Was there a point when you said, oh, now I've got to make a decision whether I'm going to do this jazz thing or not? Is there a turning point like there is for gymnasts and things? You got to make your move while you can?
Yes, there's definitely a turning point. I think for me it happened before high school. But it's definitely something that is a lifelong pursuit. So yes, it's a good thing if you want to think about music schools and all those kinds of things to be thinking about that early on. But at the same time, you never stop learning music. You know, everybody has stuff to work on. Everybody, all the people in this room, we're all just in a one place in our development. You know, some of us are farther ahead than other people, but we all are practicing. Everybody I know is practicing. There's an infinite amount of stuff to learn about music, which is what's beautiful about it. Mm-hmm. So I suppose if you're really ambitious, it helps to make a decision earlier. I knew earlier than high school that that's what I was going to do, you know,
yeah.
Probably foolishly. So because who can make a lifelong decision when you're 12, you know, or 13 or 14? But I was always such a fan of the music first. And I think that was the main thing. Before I could play any of it, I was always a fan. So
mm-hmm. If you could pass the mic over to our vibraphone player, Nate, who actually is the second piano player in the band. I wanted to talk to you about the idea of playing multiple instruments. You also play some brass instruments as well, and I wonder how that helps you with your piano playing.
Yeah, so I started out on classical piano, and then the first time I ever played jazz was in middle school on trombone. And so I think being able to play other instruments like trombone and vibraphone like I'm doing here, it's just given me more perspectives because I'm checking out different artists than I would if I were only playing one instrument, and I'm looking for different sounds in the bands than if I were only playing one instrument.
Excellent. And if you could pass it behind you to our piano player, Nick, talking about jazz before we got on the air and writing and improvising, you have actually done some writing and composing. Can you tell us about what that was like to write a song?
Well, I think when it comes down to it, a lot of basically jazz improvisation, or any improvisation really, is just composing on the spot. Mm-hmm. And when you're composing, you have to think about a lot of like factors in the music, such as voice leading, how the voices of each instrument are going to fit together, and how you're going to make sure that it doesn't sound way too much or not enough at every point in the piece. And so I think basically that the same thing has to happen in your head while you're improvising in jazz and other forms of music as well. And the connection between those two genres is actually really cool and really enlightening experience.
Cool. Speaking of genres, we'll pass it over to our drummer, Isaac. And I know for a lot of high school kids, jazz might not be the first music that they get into. And certainly for young kids, the music that's in front of you all the time might not necessarily be jazz. And I understand, well, actually, I've been hearing Isaac talk all morning about Kendrick Lamar's new record. Can you tell us about listening to hip-hop and other types of music and how that helps you be a better drummer?
Oh, it's completely huge. Like, I've always been into just tons of different kinds of music, and listening to everything else and being really, really immersed in all the other kinds of music that I'm really into, and seeing all those live shows, it gives me a different perspective just on the approach to the music as a whole and the similarities on like how to shape and frame a song and stuff like that that you won't get from specifically listening to one genre. You can feel out how to pull new expressions and stuff and new voices out of all kinds of different music and different genres.
We are live in the studios with the Interlake High School Jazz Combo, their mentor Thomas Marriott on trumpet, and we've got time for one more song, you guys, and apologies to Chance, who I knew wanted to really break down exactly what jazz means to him, but we don't have time for a question for you, Chance. Thanks so much. A beautiful solo on Stoner Hill. Thanks for that. And our last song today, a little Sonny Rollins number. Take it away, Cats.